every Sunday, and this gives folks a chance to kind of learn more about Pittsburgh Botanic Garden and have somebody to walk with and learn from. These are all happening in Oakdale at Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. What can folks expect?
Well, if they haven't been to Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, what they'll discover is that we are 65 acres of gardens and woodlands that they can come and explore and learn about nature and plants. And during autumn, on Sundays, we like to have special activities to celebrate this season that we're in right now, that truly a lot happens in nature during autumn. You know, the leaves change, that's obvious, but plants go dormant, things like that. So, for example, this Sunday, it will be all about fall flowers. So they can come and learn about dahlias and mums and goldenrod and other flowers that are in full bloom during this season. And from 11 to 3, we'll have special activities for kids of all ages. We'll have some bulb planting demonstrations because this is the time of year you should be doing that. And it's just a fun family day out in the garden.
It sounds beautiful. And while things begin at 11, you have until 3 o'clock to stop in, open house style. And I know on the 15th you've got eco art.
Yeah.
And that's going to, people have a chance to create art. And then on the 22nd, trees and leaves, giving us some tips for how to identify what kind of tree you're looking at based on its leaf. And then just in time for Halloween, it looks like you've got an event also coming up that's going to celebrate bats? Am I correct about that?
You are correct. This is a very popular event we have. The bats come, and we partner with the Carnegie Museum of Natural History, and they bring a mini museum and possibly some bats with them. And you learn about these fascinating creatures and how to build a habitat in your own neighborhood to protect them.
All I do is say they're barn swallows, right? They're very similar to barn swallows. Then I get then I get less fearful. But, these sound like great events, and I have to admit I've never been to Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, but it's not hard to get to at all if it's in Oakdale, is it?
No, not at all. We're sort of between downtown and the airport. And we like to say, if you can find Robinson, you can find us. We're just a few minutes from like IKEA. So it's easy to find us.
Well, I hope folks will come out and take a look at things. If you go to PittsburghBotanicGarden.org, you can find all of the information you need, not only about Autumn in the Garden, but about other programs taking place there and just more about what happens on a regular basis. Is there anything else you'd like to add at all, Beth?
Well, I just hope to see everyone there. We are mostly outside, but we do have a welcome center and where some of the activities will happen. So don't be worried about the weather. It is becoming autumn-like weather. There'll be plenty of things to do and lots of activity, and it's fun to be outside in any kind of temperature. So,
yeah, and I like what you said about autumn being a time when so many things are changing. We were out in the yard last night looking at things, and autumn is a wonderful season for that. It
mm-hmm.
really is. Thanks so much for joining us, Beth.
Well, you're welcome. I appreciate it.
Take
Have
care.
A good day.
That's Beth Exton from Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. And along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJFM Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
Electricity, feel the spark between you and me. We're conducting atomically, and you're charging me with love, with love, with love, with love. Proximity, ooh, the nearness is thrilling me. You're pulling magnetically, and I can't breathe for love, for love. The science of love, of love, of love, of love, mathematically. Oh, it's all about you plus me. Calculating complexity. We're primed, you see, for love, for love, for love. Electricity, oh, it's an event. It's not a thing. And he can do most anything when he's speeding up, heating up. Atomically, and you're charging me with love, with love, with love, with love. Oh,
speed it up, heat it up, melt my heart.
With love, with love, with love, with love. Oh,
speed it up, heat it up, melt my heart. With love, with love, with love.
Victor and Penny at the Saturday Light Brigade. Last hour, our high clue, the answer was Eureka. And Mike and Mars likes to submit his answer in verse. I haven't answered you in verse, he writes, for at least a week. Ah, but this time I can surely say the answer is Eureka. Ah. Well done, Mike.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Assemble, a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education based in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Here's hoping we will see you today. It's an open house as part of Rad Days at SLB. Doors open at 10 o'clock, and we will be here until 2 o'clock. You can tour our new youth media center. And if you're here between 10 and noon, you can watch a live radio program getting created before your very eyes and ears, and also be part of the broadcast, too. We're co-located in Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, 10 Children's Way, Pittsburgh 15212 on the north side, right across the street from PNC Park, more or less. And we hope to see you. Hours are 10 until 2 o'clock. The Pittsburgh Savoyards are our guests at 11. They are also a district asset, so you'll have a chance to hear them with a preview of their upcoming production. We also have students that will be with us between 10 and 11 o'clock from Shaler Area High School's Sustainability Club, as well as a couple students from Shadyside Academy and Oakland Catholic that won LABSI awards. That's all happening. Today, starting at 10, clear through until 2 o'clock. You can just pop in for a minute or two. All SLB activities are free. And we hope we'll get a chance to show you our youth media center. Some members of our staff will be on hand as well. Well, the Sound Hound is here. I think he's here somewhere. There he is. Sometimes he can be a little hard to find. Okay, come on over. There you go. Each week, the Sound Hound looks for a sound to share with us. It's up to you to try to see if you can determine the sound that the Sound Hound brought. And we're going to deliver that sound right now, aren't we, boy? Okay, let me... Oh, no water yet. No water yet. Let's... do you think you can let me have the sound first? Could you, please? Come here. Okay, just a minute now, and then we'll let you have some water. Here now, let me be sure I've got the right... sound here for you. Here it is. 412-200-5975. Once again. 412-200-5975. Now, there you go, Sound Hound. A little water up for you. And good luck with solving our Sound Hound puzzle. You can reach us at that number, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
There's no stronger wind than the one that blows down a lonesome railroad line. No prettier sight than looking back at a town you left behind. But there's nothing that's as real as the love that's in my mind. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. There's lots of things along the road I'd surely like to see. I'd like to lean into the wind and tell myself I'm free. But your softest whisper's louder than highways call to me. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. All the mountains and the rivers and the valleys can't compare to your bluely dancing eyes, yellow shining hair. I could never hit the open road and leave you lying there. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. back easy, love. Close your crying eyes. I'll be laying here beside you when the sun comes on the rise. And I'll stay as long as the cuckoo wails and the lonesome blue jay cries. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while.
George Mann at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's another track. Actually, this one is from an album of his called This Chain, This Chain. And that's the album that has the song on it called Just as Dangerous Alone, which is written about and for Ann Feeney. And a great song it is. We'll play that again sometime. We did play it this morning. Lots and lots of Soundhound guesses coming in this morning. And let me remember right away to mention John and Marjorie. They came up with the correct answer. They said, alternatively, it could be a very upset small child. But the answer they got was correct. And let me have the Soundhound bring the sound to you again. Can you identify this sound? Here it is. 412-200-5975. Mrs. Edwards, good morning. We'll try to get your request for the Gordon Lightfoot song you mentioned. We'll try our very best. She has the correct answer. Oh, Linda has one that isn't correct, but it sounds like that. The sound of a dental drill. It does sound like that. And Bruce says, could it be a screen door? Not that. Fred in Crescent has the correct answer. Larry in Elwood City has it and says it's a sound they know all too well. From waking a van up. And Tom got the correct answer. Linda also has it. She guessed the drill bit as her second guess, but she had the correct answer. Mike and Mars has it. Annie has the correct answer. Caden thinks it could be a robot vacuum. Drew has the correct answer, and John and Addie and Eastier got it. Jack and Ty and company came up with the correct answer. Kathy in Youngstown has it, as does Aline in Maine, and Angie in Mars, and John in Economy. John in Carrick has the correct answer. The other Susan has it too. And so does the other Drew. And Jim in Crafton Heights, and Gail in Stanton Heights. And I think that now gets us up to date. Oh, a few more. Bob in Washington. Oh, interesting. Bob says, my toy steamroller makes that exact noise. Oh, so close. Bruce has it. Dan and Mercer, good morning. He's got it. So does Turkey City Arn. And Mrs. Pudge just got the correct answer. We're about to be joined by Dust Bowl Jack and then by Carla, both of whom have the correct answer. We'll start with Dust Bowl Jack in Warren, Ohio. Good morning, Dust Bowl.
Good morning, sir. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. You got this very quickly.
With the help of my wife, Kathy.
But Kathy knew it?
Yeah, she called it, yeah.
It's yeah, it's a sound most people know pretty well. If you have one of these in your house, you know it. And Tom and Michaela said it's that sound that makes you jump up and run to the kitchen. what is it that we're looking for?
It's a tea kettle.
Yes, that whistling tea kettle. I always feel compelled to say this isn't your tea kettle. It's the one on the radio. Don't worry. There we go. It's been answered. Those can really wake you up if you're not careful. We had one where the whistle broke, and we felt bad having to get rid of it. But boy, you learn to rely on that whistle after a while. And it was not doing the job, so it was retired to a gardening watering can, I think we used it for.
Okay, that's a good idea.
How was Hershey? You mentioned you were heading out there a few weeks ago.
We left Wednesday morning, and we're there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Friday was the big show with around 1,000 cars in it.
Hmm.
They had a car, 1800s there.
Wow.
That was a big car there. And they got to be 25 years old to be including in that show, and they must be totally stocking appearing. And they do a lot of street rides nowadays, and then that doesn't count for the show down there. They're trying to save the looks and the integrity of the car when it was first produced.
Well, you sent the Bantam Jeep picture, which was beautiful.
Well, that's technically not a Jeep. It's a Bantam delivery, but that's the derivative of the first Jeep. It started as the Bantam chassis, and then they developed the four-wheel drive system to it.
Right.
And the Spectrum government caused them to come up with a plan, and it was the approved plan, and it was picked up by Willys and Ford during World War II. And some people claim that's what caused them to win the war, was the help of this vehicle that they designed in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that was a beautiful picture. And it's funny, when you said, I have delivery, or the delivery van, I read it as you had one of those delivered to your home. I'm thinking, you got one? But those are probably few and far between. But what a great shot.
Yeah. And then I judged the trucks. First time I ever judged trucks. There was a cement mixer in one of the classes, and there was a popcorn truck, and then there was a fuel truck. These were the more exotic ones. We had some pickup trucks too. Those are the most exotic vehicles that I judged. I judged the exterior portion of the vehicles. There's a person that judges the underside. There's a person that judges the motor compartment. There's a person that judges the interior. And then my position was to judge the outside of the truck.
Very cool. Did you see any Willys vehicles there?
Yes, there were still. There was a Willys there. There was one for sale, actually, in the car corral.
I see I see those advertised every now and then. There seem to be quite a lot on the market.
Yeah, well, the newer ones are more popular. But the derivative was be the ones they used back in the late 40s and early 50s for the war. And there was one that was that vintage for sale in the car corral. I think they wanted like $13,000 for it or something like that. But yeah, all storage the way it was. So it was. It was an exciting event. The weather worked out good. The judges have a breakfast on Friday morning, and that's when it rained. We were inside the Hershey Arena, the Giant Center, where they play hockey.
Oh, and, very nice. So that's perfect. If the judges are meeting and you're inside, it doesn't spoil the competition for everybody. That sounds like a lot of fun, and it must be fun to judge something like that too.
Yeah, and there are people that pride themselves of going and sitting and watching the parade of cars, because they all come in the same direction, and these cars parade on by to get onto the show field, which is a former golf course that they adjacent to the Hershey Park place there, and that the whole place is known as Hershey Park. And then it's quite an attraction, and that's if after you park, it's absolutely free. You just walk over and bring in. There were people sitting out there with ponchos on and camping chairs and stuff like that. You know, it was quite an attraction. And when they leave at the end, people will sit around the edge there and watch the vehicles, fire trucks, and all kind of oddball vehicles and very exotic vehicles like the Duesenberg, which was in the 30s and very, very high-end, rich person-type car that the Abit would own. Beautiful car.
Nice. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And Kathy knows her tea kettles, so a charge to her. Thanks so much, Dust Bowl. Good to hear from you. And we also have Carla about to join us. Good morning, Carla. This one you knew right away.
Yes, I knew right away. This was, you know how you have a dinner bell?
Right.
This was our breakfast bell growing up, because my mother would put the tea on and us three kids would come running. She didn't have to call us.
Yeah, it's a very distinctive sound. Drew had said it's the precursor to instant oatmeal, depending on who you are.
Yeah.
It could be instant oatmeal. It could be ramen noodles. I think I mentioned Turkey City Arn just got it, but Bob in Washington got it as well. But the tea kettle, and you were telling me off the air that's an important part of your morning is coffee right away, right?
Yes, coffee in the morning, and if I have tea, it's usually at night. But I teach. I'm a foreign language teacher. I teach Spanish, French, German, Italian, Latin, and English is a second language. I have my own business, and then I also teach at a Christian school nearby, and when I'm over there, they always I always tell my first period class, whoever gets my cup of coffee saves the world from thermonuclear war. And so my first period class could attest to that. I'm just totally out of it, you know.
Well, you and a lot of other people. It's amazing the difference that can make, and I'm among them. Coffee is an important start to the day, so to speak.
Tea's a mom thing. Tea's a thing, you know, a comfort food, a comfort drink, and you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know, I like the sleepy time tea. And speaking of those whistling tea kettles, you know, now there is a personal microwave tea kettle that I have, and it whistles.
Huh.
So you put the water in, and I tell you the truth, if I just have to boil a little bit of water, I cheat and use this, because I have this glass top stove that I don't like to fire up. I'm totally blind, and sometimes it's hard to find.
Yeah.
You know, I sort of inherited it from my mother. And so what I'll do is I'll just put the microwave tea kettle in there when I need some really hot boiling water, if it's not that much, and I'll just use that for that as well.
What a good idea.
It whistles.
And you can hear it through the microwave, even.
Yep. Oh my goodness. Yes. And it sounds like, and it's funny. You'll start the water, and maybe 3-4 minutes, and nothing happens. So you turn on the microwave again, and then when it whistles, it's time to take it out, and it's boiling water. So.
What a neat idea! I'm gonna have to look for that. I think I would enjoy it. Well, the sound it's a good whistling tea kettle is a nice thing, to have. Well, well done. Charge to you, and it's good to talk to you, as always.
It's good to talk to you, and I really enjoy your show. And I don't send them in, but I often respond to the pop quizzes and other things. And there are some Saturday mornings that I have to work, and I miss. And my the Sound Hound is my favorite feature, and I love the my dog Sparky. Every time the Sound Hound comes around, he perks up. It's his favorite game too.
I think. I'm glad. Oh, there he goes again. I'm glad, and we're happy to hear from you whenever you call, and even if you're not able to call, as with everyone who might be listening, it's not always convenient to call. We're just glad you're here along with us. So thanks.
Yeah, sometimes when you have a business, you have to work Saturdays too, and I'm into conference season. So, although next week I'm actually going away for the weekend to a woman's Bible retreat up in Jamonville.
So. Oh, that'll be nice, especially in the fall.
I need to get away, you know, and Sparky's going to have a little vacation and stay with the dog walker.
Oh, nice. Well, thanks, Carla.
Thank you. Keep up the good work, and the Saturday night or Saturday Light Brigade gets my weekend off to a good start. It really does.
Thank you, Carla. And a little kibble. Sparky can have some of that too. Thank you, Soundhound. We'll look for you again next week. A tea kettle, what we were looking for just now. And Brew House is welcoming a number of artists for Artist Talks, and there is one taking place on October 11th. And we have the artist here with us, Setu Jones. I hope I got your name, your first name correct, did I?
Yes, you did. You got it first time. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Tell me a bit about yourself.
I am a visual artist based in St. Paul, Minnesota. So I've come a long way. Actually, we drove out here, my wife and I. I do large-scale public artworks, and I also do some set design and work with one of your homeboys here, August Wilson, at the Number Theater in St. Paul. I am here at Brew House, actually doing a residency between two local arts organizations, between the Roll Up and Brew House. I'm doing residency here for 2 weeks where I'm creating some large-scale drawings and giving an artist talk, as you accurately introduced there.
This looks exciting. The Roll-Up is, I'm not as familiar with that. My understanding is it helps increase representation of visibility of Black artists in our area. And Roll-Up, is it murals? Or how does it work exactly?
Roll-Up actually got its name, and I hope that I'm representing this correctly, but it got its name from its original residency program, which was located in a house that had a garage that rolled up. And it's a residency program based here in Pittsburgh now, that in the Hill District, that has a strong community engagement component as a part of its processes, or as one of the ways to introduce artists to the community. And so this residency came through a fellowship that I received from a foundation based in Minnesota called the McKnight Foundation. And with each one of its fellowships now, they grant or they provide some funds for a residency.
Well, how
in
nice.
In fact, there have been a couple of other McKnight fellows that have come here to Pittsburgh.
Now, and it sounds like you are going to have a chance to give a talk about mm-hmm. your work. And I'm looking at the website right now, and I think you would enjoy hearing Setu Jones. This will be at Brew House on October 11th. It's free between 7 and 9 o'clock. And if you go to your website, which is Setu Jones, S-E-I-T-U, JonesStudio.com, mm-hmm. you can see some of this beautiful work that you've done. How long will you be in Pittsburgh?
I will be in Pittsburgh through next Saturday. And I invite folks to even come down to the brew house and see what I'm working on. I've got an exhibition in 2025, and my goal is to do a number of large-scale drawings. So I've done this 12-foot-high charcoal drawing that I'm still working on that will be part of this exhibition in the future. So please come down, check out my website, check out my Instagram post at Say2KJones and see what I've been up to. I do a lot of mixed medium work and, as I said, a lot of large-scale public artwork.
Well, I hope folks will come and learn more about you. And as I poke through the website, it's just moving, inspirational. I'm not sure what the right word is, but captivating. Captivating is, I think, what I would use. When you see works of art that are larger than life, they just surround you with goodness and creativity. It's these works are just beautiful. So,
thank you, thank you.
I hope you have a great stay in Pittsburgh, and thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Oh no, thank you, and thanks for that little introduction before. I had just had my coffee right before I got on the air too, to give myself a little jolt.
Yes, indeed, we all need it. We all need it.
Yeah.
So I hope you and your wife have a good stay. And it's Wednesday, October 11th, 7 o'clock at Brew House for your artist talk.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions in Pittsburgh. The duo Magpie, celebrating 40 years as folk musicians touring the country, is going to join us next in preview of their concert tonight. And in fact, we're going to hear a song from them now. Here's Magpie at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I call them all love songs, because that is what they are. Love, though the road be smooth or rough. Love for this crazy world and all humanity. Still we know love alone is not enough. It's about the workers in solidarity and about their singing on the line. A song of their dream to make a better world. Like a beacon through the night, we let it shine. A hope for the planet, the home that we all share, that we may strive to heal the damage we have done. A lament about the wrong of war and standing to defy. It's a song about the peace that we have won. I call song, cause that is what they are. Love, though the road be smooth or rough. Love for this crazy world and all humanity. Still we know love alone is not enough. It's the struggle of poor people just fighting to get by, and the greedy who take more than their share. A song for the ones who help to feed body and mind of their brothers and their sisters anywhere. A song about walking, not just talking as we go, remembering the good things that we do. Song about standing with and for each other now. For we know love is not enough to see us through. I call them all love songs, cause that is what they are. Love, though the road be smooth or rough. Love for this crazy world and all humanity. Still we know love alone is not enough. It's about searching, searching for the truth, and about the things that are unknown. A song about freedom and the struggle that goes on, a story of the country you call home. A song about the river ever flowing to the sea, from the mountains in the north forever tall. A dream of clear water and the wind that fills her sails. It's a song about a song about us all. I call them all love songs, cause that is what they are. Love, though the road be smooth or rough. Crazy world and all humanity. Still we know love alone is not enough. We know love alone is not enough.
That is Magpie. I call them all love songs, a song that they wrote for Pete Seeger shortly after he passed away. And they called it, I call them all love songs because they write that Pete didn't use the term folk songs that much. And that he really preferred to call them love songs rather than folk songs. We're trying to reach Magpie. They are scheduled to be with us at this time. They're on the road. And we'll try them again in a few moments. They're in the midst of their 50th anniversary tour. I think I said 40th earlier, but their 50th anniversary tour, which brings them to Pittsburgh tonight to perform in a concert, a house concert in Avalon. I sure hope that we are able to get a hold of them. And we'll try them again. Hoping that they have a good road. We also will feature another song of theirs coming up. And I believe we have gotten a hold of Magpie. Do I believe correctly? All it takes is a little confidence. Hello, did I reach Terry and Greg? Are you there?
We are here.
Lovely. It's nice to have you with us. Where are you right now?
We are currently in
Kent, Ohio.
Oh, and that's
having a coffee.
Where it all began, where a lot of it began for you, right?
Oh yes, we were as a duo. We were born here,
and that was, 50 years ago. Lena, who lives in East Liverpool, Ohio, called today earlier to say that she remembers seeing you. Around the time of your formation in Kent. So yeah. It's been some time. You've brought so many people so much joy. We just a moment ago played the song that you wrote for Pete Seeger I call them all love songs. How did you two start flying together? I would imagine it was around the time of May 4th. Were you in Kent at that time?
It was a few years after May 4th. Terry was a witness to the shootings on May 4th, 1970. She was a freshman that year. So she was out there with the crowd protesting the war. I was graduating high school that spring, so I was down in Canton at the time. But I moved to Kent, and I lived up here a couple of years later. And then what had happened was, of course, Terry was an RA in one of the dorms. And I had this gig on Sunday nights at the famous Kent watering hole for all students, the place that was right across the street from the main campus gate, a place called the Robin Hood. I had this gig on Sunday nights, and only lasted for a month, but it was a pretty good, nice gig. And the word got out to some of the other folk singers in the neighborhood that there was a gig to be had. So on the very second night of my gig, Terry shows up at the door carrying her guitar, and she's got a whole group of her minions. They all came from the dormitory. I don't know, there might have been 30 or 40 women that came in the door with her. And, wow, that's a stacked audience. So I did my bit, you know, and they were very polite to me. And then when she got up to play my breaks, she did a few songs during my two breaks. And, of course, the girls went wild for her. So she was with her boyfriend at the time. And her boyfriend said, you know, you really should talk to him because you don't want to make an enemy in the folk music circuit. You know, it's not that big a community, and you know, people travel in small circles. So, you know, you should go up and talk to him, you know? So she came up and said, hey, I really like your music. Maybe we could get together and jam sometime, you know? And I said, yeah, that'd be great. I really liked her. She was really good. She played a 12-string guitar and she sang her own songs, and she was wonderful. And I don't know that she really liked me that much, but it was okay. And then that was in the spring of 1973. And then that fall, we were reintroduced by a mutual acquaintance who thought it'd be a cool idea to form a trio. And his name was Rick Jones. He was a student and a postgrad student at Kent. And so he said, oh, yeah, let's form a trio. So Terry said, yeah. And I said, yeah. So we made arrangements to meet at her dorm room because she was on duty. So I went over there after dinner that night, and then Rick never showed up. But and that was in the fall. So that was, 50 years ago, you know, right around this time. It was actually in September, probably toward the end of the month in September, but 50 years ago, this very time of year.
It was really a very fun thing to go to his gig and have the girls politely clap for him and go wild for him.
Oh, it was a scene. It was, in a way, it's a kind of a meet cute.
Yes, indeed. And I actually, this is one of these times, you know, we could put you each in isolation and have you tell that story and see how much your tales might differ. But, you know, here you've got this high school boy playing, right? And
Well, I was well graduated at that point.
Okay.
I'd already been to college. I'd been to college for a couple of years at that point, but I was on my own. I had dropped out. I'd gone out west on Divine Rights trip with my friend James and my brother, and you know, so I was back in town working a job, and decided to take this gig. The Robin Hood was a famous club here. It had rock and roll 7 nights a week. And until, of course, these new owners took over, and one of the guys was a folk fan. That's why I got booked.
Let's take a listen to just a little bit of Leaving Pampa, and then we'll come back. I'd like to make sure that we have a chance to talk to both of you. But would you like to talk a bit about the inspiration to this song?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, a lot of people were writing songs for Woody's 100th birthday, and we were thinking, okay, well, what perspective do we want to take? So we wanted to give a moment, a picture of what his life might have been like as a sign painter and as a person during the Dust Bowl years, leaving his family to go find work in California.
I'm leaving Pampa now, I'm leaving Pampa now. Gotta go see what's gonna be. There's something out there that's pulling me. Gotta get away somehow. I'm leaving Pampa now. I'm leaving Pampa now. I'm leaving Pampa now. Gotta go see what's gonna be. There's a world of naked greed and bald dishonesty. Well, oil boomers thrive on the backs of all us poor, while the dust storm racks our rundown shacks and blows through every door. And I just can't seem to find a way, so I'm leaving Pampa today. I'm leaving Pampa now, leaving Pampa now. Gotta go see what's gonna be. The place they call the Golden State. Your parents, they can't stand me. They think that I'm a bum. So I'm inclined to leave it all behind and travel by my thumb. Maybe I can make my singing pay. So I'm leaving Pampa today. Yeah, I'm leaving Pampa now. Leaving Pampa now. Gotta go see what's gonna be.
Leaving Pampa, the name of the song. And Magpie is here with us this morning. Terry and Greg, and what a fine song written for Woody Guthrie. And your latest CD, I believe, is the 50th anniversary celebration. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's not quite out yet.
And
we were hoping it would be out for the tour, but our dear friend had... You know, like a lot of us.
Life gets in the way.
Life gets in the way, put it that way. But it will be out. It's called Endless River. It has 20 tracks. There's quite a...
That track you just heard.
We have a couple of tracks with chorus singers of our choice that we kind of gathered at the last minute. Incredible, wonderful friends to sing on a couple of the chorus songs, like Call 'Em All Love Songs. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be... And then there's a couple special 1977... Magpie tracks. So
oh, very nice.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, a lot. It's real heavy on the original material and stuff. That song there, Leaving Pampa, when we wrote that, as Terry mentioned, it was, you know, 2012 and Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday, and everyone was writing these wonderful songs about him and praising him to the hilt and putting him up on a pedestal. And our approach was, well, let's, you know, there's probably going to be plenty of that. Instead of doing that, let's just tell a little story out of Woody's life, you know. So we kind of tried to get inside his head, but it was actually exactly what happened. You know, he left Pampa, Texas, and he went out to California and got work out there singing and radio. We're doing radio, writing our articles, but he never did bring Mary and the kids out there. It was a... just one of those little scenes out of life. And then when we did the Pete Seeger song, a similar kind of situation. Everyone was writing songs about Pete after he died, praising him to the hilt, you know, and putting him up on a pedestal. And Pete always hated that. He didn't like being put on a pedestal. He didn't like it when people idolized him. But he recognized that his celebrity had value. So he used his celebrity to advance causes that he believed in. But he really didn't like being idolized in that way. So instead of writing a song about Pete, we wrote a song about Pete that really was actually about the songs. So that approach.
Another songwriter who you brought attention to, at least in one way, is Phil Oakes with a wonderful recording of What's That I Hear? It just beautifully done. And I imagine you might have overlapped a little bit during your early days in the folk circuit.
Yeah, Phil was still alive when we started singing together. He died in 1976.
Now, we both never met him, but I did play the same club he did in Cleveland called Farragher's.
Before you met me.
Before I met Greg.
Yeah. So, I assumed with the Ohio connection there might have been some passing by.
Later on, we met his sister, Sonny, and became very good friends. And she helped us actually find our place up in the mountains that we now live in, right across the driveway from our friends Kim and Reggie Harris.
Nice.
Well, and a lot of great community there. Sonny said Woodstock had too many artists. It was time to have some where she lived. So she started helping everybody find houses.
Yeah, she's up in Far Rockaway, right? I believe.
Yeah, right.
Far Rockaway, New York.
Yeah.
I know you've played for and alongside of so many organizations and causes over the years. Magpie has always cared about the environment as a group and also the disenfranchised. Who are some of the folks you've interacted with over the years?
Well, it's not just environmental. We've done a lot of social activism with civil rights and human rights and social justice and peace. And I mean, the list goes on. But we've worked with organizations like the American Association on Indian Affairs with our dear friend Jared Flute, protecting sacred sites for the First Nations here, and a lot of environmental work with Clearwater, a lot of peace activist organizations, and water protection organizations all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we've written a lot of songs with kids about history as well as music. In West Virginia, they were strip mining and doing some pretty nasty open pit mining.
About mountaintop removal.
And mountaintop removal. And then they tried to put up windmills where all the, instead of going to the local community there, it went to North Carolina.
The electricity.
Yeah, so there was a lot of stuff going on. But we wrote a beautiful song with the kids and the whole community there, from seniors on down.
That was in Western Maryland, up in the Allegheny. And then we did the other stuff that you mentioned, the Harriet Tubman collection. That's another album that's probably going to be coming out in the next few months.
We hope on Smithsonian Folkways.
We co-wrote with students 17 songs that tell all these wonderful, beautiful, arcane details about the life of Harriet Tubman. We've been doing that for quite a long time.
You know, the things that people don't talk about her work as a black suffragist, her work as an entrepreneur, lots of fun things, and it's really going to be a good CD.
Well, and it should be a good show. I know the tickets are still available. It's a house concert in Avalon, and we've posted the information at our website. I'm hesitant to broadcast it. House concerts are held in people's homes. But if you go to Magpie's website, magpiemusic.com, or if you go to slbradio.org, or if you call us, we have all of the information here that we can share with you. And I do hope you'll look at magpiemusic.com's whole body of work. Terry and Greg have just an incredible volume of work to sift through if you're an educator or simply just as a human being. There's so much to learn. Their work holds up to repeated listening, too. So take a look at the Magpie discography. And I hope you have a good trip to Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
And to see you. Anything else you wanted to mention?
Well, thanks. Thank you so much for having us on. If any of your listeners happen to be a little farther west, you know, Youngstown and west, and anybody's willing to take a little drive, we're going to be playing tomorrow again in Kent at the Kent Stage.
And it's a free concert. Our dear friend Tom Simpson decided to make it a free concert. So come on out. Bring your friends. Yeah. Bring your family.
But come tonight to the house concert if you can. House concerts are really, really a special.
And
special
very
thing.
Personal. And we want to thank our special friend, Ingrid Gorman, for helping us with this. And thank all of you Pittsburgh people for listening to our music all these years.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And best wishes for a good trip. And we'll play Liberator in just a few moments, the song about Harriet Tubman. I want to thank you again so much for being with us today, Terry and Greg from Magpie. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Could you thank them now? We want to thank you for being with us today. And could you make plans to see them tonight? You can if you go to slbradio.org. All of the information is there. Or to magpiemusic.com. Well, it's birthday time, as it is every week at this time. And thanks to Magpie for being with us. We're going to play Guess Who in a moment, too, in our next hour. Happy birthday today to Sean of North for Sales. From Grandma Paula in Gibsonia. Tommy of North Fayette. From Mommy, Daddy, Grandma, and Pap Pap. Kathy of Sharpsburg. And also today we have Vinny of Beaver, Pennsylvania. From Mom and Dad and Brother Joey Bear. Tomorrow, our own Ben Rutkowski. Happy birthday, Ben. Now, two consecutive numbers. Jesse in Flagstaff, Arizona celebrates on October 8th. Also on October 9th, Amanda of Portview, Jan of Aspinwall, Alyssa of Shaler, Ray in South Park, Isabel of the Southside Slopes, and Elena of Imperial. Happy birthday to you. On Tuesday, October 10th, we have Lisa of Forest Hills from Ethan, Kendall, and Abigail. Andy of West Deer from Charlie, Amy, and Steve. Ariana of Mount Lebanon. Daniel of Pitcairn from Kevin and Kim. Twins, Elida and Alyssa of Brighton Heights from Dad and Ruth. Emery in Washington from Nellie in North Huntington. Rebecca of Allison Park. Jill of Baldwin from Hannah, Haley, Molly, Margaret, and Chuck. Laurel of the North Hills on Wednesday the 11th. On two of Upper St. Clair. Abby from Craig and Sherry. And a happy anniversary to Alice and Bill from Rena, Linda, and Bill. On October 12th, we have Molly from Steve, Ben, and the whole family, and Gabe from Mom Mary, finally on Friday the 13th. Laurel from Brother Jonathan and Bob and Melissa, parents. Michael of Westview from Bobby, your wife and son Jacob, Keith of Swiss Helm Park from your whole family, Jim of Greenfield from Carla, Jimmy, Mary Kate, Rebecca, Xavier of Cranberry from Mom, Dad, Amelia, Georgia, and Sadie, and a happy anniversary to Ron and Judy of Evan City, and Alexandra is getting married, I do believe. We had a note regarding that earlier today from Mike in Mars. Friday the 13th, Dominic and Alexandra tie the knot. It's our pleasure to celebrate special events together.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a United States governmental representative. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
Strong and true, a liberator, free and strong and true, a liberator, free and strong and true. Dear Aunt Harriet, we celebrate you, sing it with us. A liberator, free and strong and true, a liberator, free and strong and true. Strong and true, dear Aunt Harriet, we celebrate you.
200 years since you were born, freedom's mighty glorious morn. A century since you've been gone, like you we keep on keeping on, like you we keep on keeping on.
Strong and true, a liberator, free and strong and true, a liberator, free and strong and true, dear Aunt Harriet, we celebrate you.
Remembering all that you've been through, risked your life for others too. The Freedom Train and the Civil War, John Brown Hall and so much more, John Brown Hall and so much more.
A liberator, free and strong and true, a liberator, free and strong and true, a liberator, free and strong and true, dear Aunt Harriet, we celebrate you.
Looked at your hands when you crossed the line, glory all over sure did shine. Am I the person I was before? You thought you were at heaven's door. You thought you were at heaven's door.
A liberator, free and strong and true,